always at a million miles an hour, and enjoy it every bit as much as he ever did and more, without overindulging, without the stress on our relationship, his heart, or even his belt buckle. And it wasn't me. It was a simple conversation with a mate that did it. Thanks, Jordan. Ultimately, I hope the great Aussie bloke Slim Down will be that for the men who read this book. A chat with a mate they can trust. A catalyst for positive change. It has taken me a while, frankly, to believe that Pete's latest commitment to losing weight was not just one more passing phase, that he wasn't going to revert to the old ways. But 2 years in, I am now convinced. I have a new man on my hands and in my arms. He is just like the old man, but lighter, younger, faster, more patient, more fun, and an even better father than he was. I do hope this book might have a similarly beneficial effect on your partner. Warmest regards, Lisa Wilkinson. Sydney, September 2016. Introduction. Oi, you, fatty bumker. Yes, you. Don't look around at others. I am talking to you, bloke. And don't be offended at being called fatty bumker either, precious, because I used to be you. You and I were the bumker twins, and I could more than hold my own against you on the other end of the seesaw. And, just like you, my weight yo-yoed up and down for 30-odd years, with the problem being that the low point of every downward yo kept trending upwards, as did the high yo. Oh, come on. You have been on exactly the same yo-yo weight plan. Very fat, pretty fat, not so fat but still a whole lot to love, very bloody fat, and we both know it. Now, before you and I continue, I need to make a couple of things clear. I am in no way a nutritional expert, but I respect those who are. I am not an expert on human movement. I am as far from an academic as it gets. I really am you, Bumker. I have faced exactly the same expanding waistline challenges as you, elbowed you out of the way at the buffet table, staggered past you at the bar, disgraced myself at Auntie Mary's with a notorious display of how many extra helpings of dessert just one man could have, eaten more sneaky Kit Kats than you when our wives weren't looking, and, most significantly, suffered alongside you every New Year's Day when we both stepped on our bathroom scales to work out just how bad the damage had been over the last 12 months. For yonks, mate, while standing on those scales, just like you, I'd breathe out heavily to get rid of all that weighty oxygen, then tucked my tummy in, because that just might help. Then I'd lean out to the right, just like you did, and manage to make them read about 2 kilos lighter. Just like you did. How am I going? Do you accept now that I am you? And then, of course, digital scales came along and ruined everything for us, didn't they? Well, nearly. I still fancy myself as something of a scales whisperer, lowering myself gently while holding on to the shower stall so as not to frighten it high before removing my hand. By talking to the scales gently, rocking back a little and lifting my leg and right toe at the same time, I can still lop about 0.3 of a kilo off. Still, back then, we didn't truly care, did we, mate? Because despite making fabulous New Year's resolutions on 1 January with you about how this year we were really going to get back into shape, we both know what happened. For I was with you on 3 January too, when we both decided to break all those resolutions anyway and get back to our regular eating and drinking patterns. Pass the pies, son, and the wine, and the beer. Double portions, for Christ's sakes. We have 3 days of health nut dieting madness to make up for. New Year's resolutions are for wusses anyway. And so, as the days grew cold and we grew old, we just kept getting bigger and bigger, am I right? They say that inside every fat man there is a thin man trying to get out, but more to the point, there is also a somewhat confused older man, wandering on a wan night as the owls hoot in the distance and the lost and lonely freight train struggles slowly and painfully up yonder hill, just where the younger, fitter, stronger man he used to be bloody well went. And how did it get to this? Depressing sometimes, wasn't it? Christ. Pass some more pies, son, and let's get pissed again. That'll make us feel better. And it always did. Until the next morning, when the original problem was inevitably worse. But seriously, mate, this time, take pause. Put down the party pie. I repeat, put down the party pie. Now put your hands over your head and move away from the plate. I've got you covered. Focus. Now, though I have been with you every step of the way on this journey, if this intro...